Chuck Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. Going for another morning walk. Join me. Hey, everybody. I think that was a police officer motorcycle going by. This is Chuck Chad Freestyle, and this is an audio blog of my life when I get the opportunity. Ooh, the birds are noisy this morning. I like it. I like it. Something that's been on my mind this week is teeth. Yes, the teeth in your mouth. I think we can all agree that teeth are fairly important. For your health, for your digestion, for speaking, for exuding happiness, teeth are very important. And I'm being bypassed by a whole bunch of kids about 14 years old. It sounded like I heard of something. It's like walking down the sidewalk and with the headphones on, and before you know it, about a dozen little kids pass you by running. So, yeah. Okay, back to teeth. Something you may not have known. Make sure, look behind me, make sure there's another herd coming up. Nope. When I was young, I had an extreme interest in teeth. It's one of those science things. As I was growing up, you know, explore, get interest in various things. At one point it was dinosaurs. And another point it was astronomy. And then there was dentistry and orthodontics and periodontics and all the things about the mouth and teeth. Just one of those, I wouldn't say passing interest, because it never really passed, but it never became strong enough to turn it into a career. It was close. I think it was about 14 or so when I was seriously considering some branch of the, I don't know what you call it, oral sciences as an occupation. So then I discovered computers, and the rest of the world, the rest of the story is history. But anyway, last week went in for my 6-month checkup. And expecting the usual. Oh, you've got a lot of recession on your gums. Yes, I've been hearing that for 20 years. And I don't know if part of this is hereditary, or because I noticed my dad has the same thing. Part of it may be from the toothbrushes we had back in the 70s and 80s, or in his case, the 40s and 50s. And just that we brush too hard, which I can understand. Gums are kind of tender things. But if your gums recede, so does the bone that holds in your teeth. And you could lose your teeth. And I've got a couple of spots that are particularly bad. Well, after our first dental visit to Arizona, our first dentist visit to our new dentist in Arizona in December, they noticed the recession. Yay, okay. Hasn't changed in about 20, 25 years. Nothing to worry about, ladies. So they referred me to a periodontist. And I went to the periodontist. And they said, oh my, we're going to have to do some work here. And they're the ones who told me about the relationship between the bones and the gums. And, yeah, having just turned 50, I feel like I hit the halfway point. I plan to live to 100. God willing, one of these crazy cars doesn't hit me, and I watch where I'm going when I go for my morning walks. But the, I'm working on getting that done. But I've also noticed that this last time, they referred me for a couple more procedures. The dentist did. I said, oh, we've got to work on numbers, what was it, 31 and 19. Teeth have numbers. And when I was younger, had the wisdom teeth taken out, had braces, had an impacted tooth that was done. So I've had a fair amount of work done in my mouth over the years. Not that I'm bragging or anything. In some cases, there's things you can do about it, and some things you can't. I can't control an impacted tooth. It grew sideways. They put braces on to go pull it down. Everything looks all right. Gum line's a little high there. But the thought occurred to me this past week. I went, wait a minute, what do they want to work on? Everything feels fine. Everything looked fine in December, so why is it 6 months later I need work done? And for whatever reason, they noticed that one of the fillings I've had for probably 30, 35 years, it was one of those gray metal fillings. It's starting, not the filling eroding, but I don't know if you're familiar with how concrete and rebar work, especially in northern climates where they salt the roads. But as the rebar rusts, it starts to break apart the concrete because it expands. Well, the fillings kind of do that when they get old, the metal fillings. I don't know what they're made out of. I guess that's one of the limitations of my dental knowledge. Well, this had happened last year. They noticed, the dentist in Wisconsin noticed, that one of the fillings in my upper left molars was expanding and starting to crack the tooth. I went, wow, I guess fillings don't last forever. And I had to have a crown put on. This year, they discovered the tooth directly under it, with another filling, is starting to do the same thing, only it didn't crack the tooth yet. So they put in what they call an inlay, which is sort of like a mini crown. It's like a filling made out of porcelain. And I had that done on Monday. Everything went all right, except they didn't give me quite enough anesthetic. And as he started to drill, hit a sensitive spot, so they gave me some more. And I spent the rest of the afternoon drooling on myself. They also did the other side, which about 25 years ago, the dentist in Appleton, nice thing about living in the same area for so long is they always know, I mean, there's no transfer of records, everybody knows what everybody else did. And they put in what they call sealants, because a number of my teeth have very deep grooves, which is a concern that it could be a risk for, you know, cavities and whatnot. So they kind of sealed it up, a bit like grout. And the sealants, I guess they weren't supposed to last quite this long, because the dentist here in Phoenix was kind of surprised that they were still on. Some had eroded and fallen off. In fact, the filling they did Monday was actually an old sealant that should have been there. But the sealants are aging, the fillings are aging, and it got me to thinking, it's one of those, has modern technology of extending our lifetime actually caused us to outlive some of our natural processes? I turned 50, joints start hurting in weird places. Things that didn't hurt before start to hurt. And teeth, are they going to last to 100? And everybody says, sure, if you brush and floss and all that good stuff. But I mean, there's natural wear and tear that goes on too. So I know that on the one hand, we've got our longer lifespans than we did, say, 100 or 200 or 1,000 years ago. And then on the other hand, we've got improved oral hygiene, fluoride in the water, et cetera, et cetera. So we've got things like fillings. You know, I'm going to go a slightly different way today. Take a right turn just so I'm not talking 50 feet behind these other people. So you know what I'm saying? It's the where does science actually help us, and where is it hindering us? And yeah, I know technology is always advancing, so the fillings of 30 years ago are not as good. They didn't know 30 years ago that they would expand and kind of damage your tooth. But it makes me wonder, what are we doing today that we don't know what the effects are 30 years down the road? The one cool thing I did get to see when I was at getting my procedure done on Monday, man, I'm still going uphill. I thought I turned to a downhill side. Going uphill makes me huff and puff, and I don't like talking to you when I'm breathing hard like that. We'll survive. Anyway, the cool technology, they do what they call same-day crowns. I think that is a dead end. Yep, dead end. I'm not going to go that way. They have a milling machine. Now, when I got my crown last May in Wisconsin, go in, get sedated, drill, 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 and they put on a temporary. And my temporary was a little short. You could feel something wasn't quite right in the mouth. My teeth weren't hitting right. If I wiggled my jaw in new ways, teeth met in other places in other ways. It was, I'm always exploring things like that. And it couldn't have been more than less than a millimeter difference between the temperature. But anyway, you got to go back. Well, they send off to the factory and get your real tooth or your real crown. This place will mill it in one day. And I wanted to see how this was done because both Julie and Donna have gotten same day crowns from this place earlier this year, which makes it sound like this place is we're either delinquent, the other dentist was not keeping up with damages, or this place is really good at selling us new services. So, because everybody's had something done. Well, I guess Lisa's been pretty good. Call it fortunate. Call it one of those ironic things, because Lisa's usually our expensive child. But the how do they make the same day? How do they mill a new tooth? Because everybody's different. It's got to fit in. So I wanted to see how this was done. And after they get done drilling and cleaning and drying, they'd take this wand. It looked like, what did it look like? Just this, it looked like a big pen, really very fat pen, maybe an inch or so around, kind of rectangular in the handle, and then sort of curved to a 90 degree, and it looked like a mirror or something came out. And I stuck this in my mouth, and you hear this. And it was, apparently the low beeps were good and the high beeps were bad. And because every time I would do the high beeps, the doctor and the assistant would say, "Huh, it's been really twitchy today, being kind of finicky." Oh, there we go. So I waved it around, and he kind of scanned along one side and scanned along another side and went up and down and then did the opposite. I did the same thing on the upper tooth because you got to make sure that the lower tooth and the upper tooth meet quite right. And I look over on the screen and it looked like a, almost like one of those 3D ultrasounds. Maybe it was ultrasound, I don't know. Could have been sound waves they were bouncing around. Could have been light waves, I don't know. But it was like my back three or four teeth in a 3D computer generated model. And then the doctor took the mouse and he kind of cleaned up some of the noise from along the cheek line and whatnot. And I'll be doggone, that's what they can use to mill out a new tooth. And they take a chunk of porcelain. I saw the machine when I walked in, but I didn't get to see it operational. And it goes and mills it out according to what you specify. And then about 15 minutes later, after he's done working on, he drilled out the one tooth for the inlay, then scanned it, and while the machine was milling, we worked on the filling. Filling and milling. Milling and filling. So that's what got me thinking about this. How long are teeth supposed to last? And if fillings don't last forever, what am I in for when I get to be 80 or 85? So apparently I'm going to need more procedures. Now, I don't have any more metal fillings. I think I had a total of two, I had three fillings in my life, three teeth with fillings, something like that. One was lost as I naturally got older. I think I had one when I was a little kid, and when my tooth was replaced by one of the adult teeth, it went away. And then the one last year took care of the upper, and this inlay took care of the lower. So I don't have any more gray in my mouth, which is kind of nice. I mean, cosmetically, it's nice to have all white in the mouth. I've now got two crowns and a partial, an inlay, and one filling. So, yeah, there's work to be done. And I got a call today to get an appointment with that periodontist. They finally got the work. That's going to be an expensive proposition. But fortunately, we got a few liquid assets from the house, of which we can do things like finally get Donna a new computer, get Chuck his new gums so I don't lose any teeth. We can take care of a few things on the house and whatnot. So that is my talk about teeth. Not quite home yet, but we'll be in about 5 minutes. Hope everybody has a wonderful 4th of July holiday. The pool party, I know I didn't mention this, maybe I will keep talking. Pool party went very well. I did not get too much recorded. I didn't get as many pictures as I wanted, but we had fun. We had fun. A lot of people showed up sort of in and out during the day. Some said they were coming that didn't make it, unfortunately. Hope everything's all right with them. And those who did come had even a few unexpecteds. Not that they weren't invited, but I didn't know they were invited because along with my invite, Mike Menengay sort of extended his invite out to some of the legacy people that either probably weren't at last year's party, but always nice to meet new people. They're old friends of his or old podcast listeners, local Phoenix people, so extend the network. That's what it's all about. It's about the people. I had a good swim in the pool. We had a little storm at the end. Apparently the monsoon season is starting a week or so early this year. There was a dust storm threat, but we didn't see much. We got a little bit of haze, but not like one of those big wall of dust from The Mummy. Happy bird in a cactus. The, who knows? Food was good. Lots of people brought food. We slightly overbought on the adult beverages, but that's okay. They just go back in the fridge or back in the liquor cabinet for next time. Thinking about a fall party. So we've got the Christmas party. We've got the pie day now. We've got the pool party. I need something for the fall. And thought about possibly an 80s day, an 80s party. Just come wearing 80s clothes, glasses. I don't care. Put a theme on it. Maybe we can do something for Back to the Future Day. Oh, that would be fun. Hey, I love it when I come up with ideas and you're there right there with me. Maybe. We'll see. We're going to pass the planning committee. Was it October 25th? 22nd? Dang. Minus nerd points for not remembering the date. But it's 2015, and it was 1985, so yeah, we could do that. We could do a Back to the Future Day. Let's see what day of the week that ends up on. If it's a Wednesday, probably not going to do anything then. All right, Technorama is going on hiatus for a couple of weeks because Craig is out. I don't know if I'll do one this weekend without him. I could. And then the following weekend, I'm out of the office, or I'm actually at the office in San Diego. Let me get across the street before I get run over. And the video feed is still down, unfortunately, because YouTube changed their API without telling me, and our old version of Wirecast, version 4, does not work with their version 3 API, I think it is. So upgrading is a few hundred bucks. We've asked the listeners for donations, on the PayPal button on the Technorama website to help us get back on our feet, because there are other expenses involved. I suspect, crossing my fingers, that after a few weeks, Donna will just say, what the heck, just go buy it, and I'll get the software. But I don't want to discourage people from donating. It's very much appreciated. Helps offset the costs. If we can show a little positive momentum from the listeners, we can kick in a little bit too. Because I don't think we have enough listeners and enough. If you take the number of listeners and you take the number that actually donate, the percentage is kind of small. We did have one guy kick in a few bucks. That was very much appreciated. Gets us that much closer to our goal. And it's only been, well, today the show is released, the second one where we let people know what's going on. And you got to remember, with podcasts, it could take days or weeks before people hear the show. So whatever we said last week, that was released on the, was it 24th? The people may not hear June 24th show until September. And they may assume that things are back online and running. So we're going to find other social media outlets, a little quicker response. You know, the Facebook Technorama page, the blog, whatever, that says, hey, by the way, video feed is down. We appreciate your support. And why is it that every landscaper, every yard gardener, assistant service in Phoenix has to drive a white pickup truck? They pull their trailer. There's one. Now I'm going to start seeing white pickup trucks all over the place. I'll have to look for other color pickup trucks. Generally, the color of cars out here is white or silver, very light colors, because the darker colors get very hot in the sun. And the finish, the sun will just damage the finish too after a few years. So the anyway, I'm way off track. Started with teeth and now we're on car finishes. So I think I'm going to end it there. Have a wonderful weekend. And 101.